Hey there, friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast. I am so ridiculously happy to be sitting down and recording this episode for you. For anyone who's been following the podcast for a while, you know that I just took an unplanned 2 months off from the podcast, which is really unlike me. I love having a regular publishing schedule. I plan for episodes months in advance. But holy smokes, friends, 2024 has been, it's been a thing. It has not been easy. Our family of four have been sick constantly. Kindergarten and preschool germs are kicking our booties. I've had parents having major surgeries. I've had an ailing grandparent, and just a very full schedule time-wise, emotionally, mentally, all the things, right? And so I just needed to press pause for a minute. It wasn't planned, but sometimes you need that time to just recalibrate. I've been really focusing on myself and my health, both mental and physical, really focusing on getting good sleep. Very excited that that is going well. And I'm just so glad that spring is here. I always feel like I kind of come back to life in the spring. So who knows, maybe in the future I need to plan a podcasting sabbatical ahead of time for those months where, man, it was a tough couple of months. So I'm glad to say that we are nearing the other side of that. I am feeling like myself again, and I am so thrilled to be back here on the podcast recording for you. You can't see me, but I'm like smiling ear to ear. I'm very excited. Today, we're going to be diving into a topic that was actually requested from one of our community members inside of the Live by Design Collective, and that is the topic of self-sabotage. So I just taught on that in the collective earlier this month, in April of 2023, and it was a really beautiful conversation. As always, we are approaching this conversation with lots of self-love and kindness and understanding. We can be so hard on ourselves, and by covering the topic of self-sabotage, the last thing I want to do is give us a reason to be even harder on ourselves. So we're going to do all this with lots of self-love, lots of grace for ourselves. And today we're going to dive into self-sabotage, the self-sabotage cycle, and what some self-sabotaging behaviors can look like. And then in subsequent weeks, we're going to talk about what we can do about that, some of our trigger awareness, and how to craft an action plan going forward, as well as cultivating that self-compassion I was just talking about. So we have lots to cover this month. This is going to be another special series on self-sabotage. And friend, if you listen to this episode and you identify with what we're learning and you're ready to go from just learning the head knowledge to actually implementing in your own life, implementing is always so much easier and so much more fun when you get to do it in community with others. So I would encourage you to consider joining us, words are hard, over in the Live by Design Collective. It is $50 a month to join if you want a monthly membership, and then there's special discounted rates if you purchase a 6 or a 12-month membership. And gosh, the women in this community are so incredible. They are so kind and loving towards one another. We're all committed to growth and doing it in a really kind way to ourselves. So if that is something that you're like, I want to take the head knowledge and actually implement it, be held lovingly accountable, and get to do it in community with other growth-oriented women, the doors are always open. It is a no strings attached, like zero obligation membership. So you can join for 1 month, see how you like it, feel us out. And if you don't like it, if I'm not the right coach for you, we're not the right community for you, I will always lovingly send you on your way, because I know that there's a person out there who is meant to help you. And if it's not me, that is okay. Maybe it's not the right season and you find somebody else where it's a better fit, right? But you won't know unless you try. So come join us over at misskatehouse.com/LBD collective. It'll also be linked below in your show notes. All right, friends, let's dive into self-sabotage. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast, where we choose to live by design and not by default. I'm your host, Kate House, behavior change specialist, empowerment coach, top 2% globally ranked podcaster, keynote speaker, soon-to-be author, and your guide to navigating life with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Each week on the show, I'm going to teach you how to be the architect of your extraordinary life through exploring my signature method, the Live by Design Blueprint. Together, let's explore powerful habits, mindset shifts, goals with soul, self-awareness, and lifelong learning, all while cultivating joy and practicing gratitude each step of the way. I'm here to be the voice of a friend and to support as many of us high-achieving, goal-oriented women on our intentional living journey as we ditch the overwhelm, get unstuck, and take purpose-aligned action. So what do you say, friend? Let's live by design and not default together. All right. So as we get started, in every teaching portion of the LBD Collective, the Live by Design Collective, we do a masterclass at the start of every month. And this masterclass is on self-sabotage. And I love starting with creating a working definition for ourselves. And I always first ask our community how you would define it. So I just want you to think to yourself right now. Hi, buddy. You might hear my four-year-old in the background. He's home with me today. At least he's done eating cheese balls. He was eating those earlier, and I could hear them through my microphone. They're so loud. But I want you to think to yourself, ask yourself, when you think of self-sabotage, what comes to mind? So just give yourself a moment to think through what words come to mind, what feelings, what actions, what situations, what people. If there's anything that just immediately comes to mind, and always approaching this from the standpoint of not judging yourself, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's just what it means to you right now. And then as we get started, this is a little bit of a lengthy definition for self-sabotage, but I think there are a lot of different pieces to this conversation. So here we go. Self-sabotage refers to the unconscious or intentional actions, thoughts, or behaviors that undermine one's own goals, success, well-being, or personal growth. These self-defeating patterns often arise from internalized beliefs, fears, insecurities, or past experiences, leading us to engage in behaviors that contradict our conscious desires or intentions. It goes on to say that self-sabotage can manifest in various forms, such as procrastination, self-doubt, perfectionism, negative self-talk, avoidance of challenges, and repeated patterns of failure or self-destructive actions. Finally, recognizing and addressing self-sabotaging behaviors is essential for achieving personal fulfillment, resilience, and reaching your full potential. Now, if you hear that and you're like, whew, that's a lot. I just want you to know that that's okay. There's a lot to unpack here, and we're going to do it together. So the first thing we studied in the collective was this self-sabotage cycle. So you can't see this. I'm recording this in audio only, but I'm going to walk you through it. This self-sabotage cycle comes from the book Manifest by Roxy Nafusi, and it starts with, one, deciding that we want to make a change. The second thing we do is we take the steps to change. We start to feel good. Then we notice that this starts to feel different. We might start to feel uncomfortable. We question why we made the changes. Our subconscious craves familiarity. That's a tough word. And then finally, we do what feels comfortable. So we keep self-sabotaging because we want to stay in that comfort zone. We don't want to try the new thing or keep doing it once we got started. And then we kind of just stay in this cycle of self-sabotage. What we're going to do through this conversation is disrupt the cycle. So instead of picturing a circle, a cycle going round and round, we're going to change it into a straight line with four steps. The first being identifying your self-sabotaging behaviors, because that's where you're creating awareness, you're recognizing when it's happening, and that's the first step for being able to make a shift. So one, identify self-sabotaging behaviors. The second thing we're going to do is to create trigger awareness. And by that, I mean, what are the people, the places, the situations, the things that cause you to fall into that self-sabotage cycle. The third thing we're going to do is craft an action plan. So what are we going to do about it when we recognize that it's happening, when we're faced with a trigger? What do we do about it? We're going to create an action plan ahead of time so it is easier to implement in the moment. And finally, the fourth step is to cultivate self-compassion. So today we're going to start by talking about these self-sabotaging behaviors, and then in subsequent weeks we'll talk about our trigger awareness, creating that action plan, and the self-compassion piece. So when it comes to self-sabotaging behaviors, it's important that we recognize these patterns so that we can overcome the self-sabotage. So we're going to talk about five of the most common self-sabotaging behaviors, but know that there are a bunch out there. and this is all just based on my own personal research. So I'm sure there are lots of great resources out there and experts in this field to learn from as well. But this is just a way of starting the conversation, of creating the awareness for yourself. So just know that these behaviors manifest in each of us uniquely. They might vary in intensity, but they often contribute to our self-sabotage by undermining our ability to achieve our goals, to fulfill our potential, or to just maintain our overwhelm, over, over, words are hard, our overall well-being. There we go. So the first of the five that we're going to study is procrastination. So this idea of self-sabotaging by putting off important tasks or responsibilities until the last minute or beyond the deadline that was set for us or we set for ourselves, which can lead us to feeling increased stress. It can lead to poor performance or even missed opportunities. Procrastination is definitely a way that self-sabotage is shown in my own personal life. Yes, my love. Can we do T-ball yet? Oh, yeah. T-ball is in 3.5 hours, okay? Okay. The second self-sabotaging behavior I want to talk about is called self-doubt. So this idea that you're constantly doubting your abilities, you're doubting your worth or your potential for success, which can lead you to hesitate. It can lead to a lack of taking initiative. And again, it can lead to missed chances for personal or professional growth. So self-doubt might sound like thinking, I can't, I won't, I'm not good enough. You know, any of those self-limiting beliefs that might be running on repeat in your head. The third self-sabotaging behavior we're going to talk about is perfectionism. So many of us are familiar with this one. So perfectionism is setting excessively high standards for yourself and being overly critical of mistakes or imperfections. It can lead you to chronic stress. Anybody shaking their head out there? It can lead to burnout and avoidance of taking risks or trying new things. So perfectionism keeps us from pursuing something we're excited about, but that we would be a beginner at. Because if you're a beginner, oftentimes you're not going to be great at something because you've never done it before, which is totally reasonable. But for some reason, us perfectionists out there, myself included, as I like continue to build this awareness and recover from perfectionism, we hold ourselves to these high standards. We expect ourselves to be perfect at something immediately. And if we can't be perfect, we don't want to do it at all. So just start to recognize if perfectionism is starting to come up as a self-sabotaging behavior. Now, another really big one when it comes to self-sabotage is people-pleasing. The idea of prioritizing everyone else's needs and opinions over your own, often at the expense of your own personal boundaries, your desires, your well-being, which can lead to feelings of resentment, dissatisfaction. Oh, I love you too, buddy. And difficulty asserting oneself. So people-pleasing, something many of us are familiar with. I find that people-pleasing and perfectionism oftentimes kind of run hand in hand. And if you notice that you're prioritizing everyone else over yourself, perhaps this is one way of self-sabotaging. And then finally, our fifth and final self-sabotaging behavior is negative self-talk. This looks like engaging in talking to yourself in a really negative way, constant self-criticism, self-blame, even catastrophic thinking, like blowing something way out of proportion, which can then erode your self-esteem, your confidence, your motivation, and hinders your progress and any efforts that you're making, whether it's on your self-improvement, personal growth, your career. It can hinder all of those things. So starting to create that awareness again of that negative self-talk. So in review, the five common self-sabotaging behaviors we're touching on today, procrastination, self-doubt, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and negative self-talk. I'd love for you to take a second, and we did this in the collective when I was teaching this month, to really think through which of these resonates with you. Like, which one do you hear and you're like, yep, I feel seen. For me, procrastination is a big one. Perfectionism, absolutely. People-pleasing used to be a really big self-sabotaging behavior for me. And as I've gotten older and I've been in this field for almost a decade, I've grown a lot. I've done a lot of self-work, and the people-pleasing is becoming – I love you too, bud. People-pleasing is becoming easier to no longer feel tethered to. So I just say that to remind you, friend, that this is all a learning process. We are creating awareness. We are growing in ourselves, getting to know ourselves, deepening that relationship with self. And so this isn't an opportunity to judge yourself. The last thing I want us to do is to be like, oh gosh, I'm procrastinating again. I'm terrible. Here I go again, right? That doesn't help anything. So instead, we're just acknowledging that these behaviors exist. It's almost like a data point. I'm married to a scientist. I am the feeler and the emotional one in this family, and he is the like numbers, data-driven person. He's the data analyst. And so sometimes we have to look and say like, well, let's just gather some data. And what can we learn from it? And it's hard, but can we take a little bit of the emotion out of it? We're not judging ourselves. We're not being hard on ourselves. Most importantly, we're not comparing ourselves to anybody else, because what is hard for one person, it's unique to you. You don't need to compare anything to anyone else. We're just talking about ourselves here. And let's just gather some data. And the hope is that as we get to know what our self-sabotaging behaviors are, we create the awareness, and then we're able to implement shifts going forward. So we're going to end this episode with this really beautiful quote: identifying our self-sabotaging behavior patterns is paramount to dismantling barriers, fostering growth, and unlocking our true potential for success. So we've taken the time to think through these self-sabotaging behaviors. We've taken the time to define self-sabotage. And in our coming episodes, we're going to talk about our trigger awareness. So what are the places, the situations, the people, the things that cause us to get into these self-sabotaging patterns? The idea being that, one, we can either avoid them to begin with, or if it's something that is just part of life, we can't avoid it, how can we plan for it proactively so that when it happens, we're then able to craft and implement our action plan, which we will speak on in week 3. And our final week, we'll talk about crafting that action plan and also cultivating our self-compassion. And finally, we will return to our self-sabotage cycle, which I then turned into something that I like to call the self-awareness cycle. So it's not perfect. This isn't a perfect science, but I really want us to be able to shift from the self-sabotage cycle to that self-awareness cycle so that we can continue growing and learning and thriving together. So as we end, I love this quote. It says, releasing self-sabotage leads to improved goal clarity. Love that. Increased confidence, enhanced resilience, stronger support systems, higher productivity, and a greater fulfillment, ultimately empowering us to lead more fulfilling and successful lives. And as always, successful has a big asterisk next to it. It is successful in whatever way it feels successful for you, sweet friend. So I hope that this beginning conversation on self-sabotage is just helping you grow your knowledge, grow your learning, and then in the subsequent episodes, we're going to learn what we do about it. So let's embrace imperfect action, value consistent effort, and release the fear of failure together. I am here to remind you that you can absolutely do this, friend. And if this is a topic that you want to study further, if this world of personal growth and development really resonates with you, but you've been going at it alone, I want to encourage you to hop into the Live by Design Collective. We are a community of women committed to growing and learning and trying new things and failing sometimes and recalibrating and trying again. And above all, we are dedicated to making ourselves 1% better each day. Oh, I love you too, baby. We're not trying to overhaul everything. All my day's been really good. Can you wait 1 second for me to finish recording? Thanks, bud. He's asking me how my day's been so far. He's so cute. We're not trying to overhaul our lives. I don't want you to make a 180. I want us to lean in to 1% changes. And in the collective, we do that by setting an annual intention for ourselves, which, by the way, you can set an annual intention any month of the year. It doesn't have to be January. In fact, I like to do mine over the summer a lot of times. So we set an annual intention, so a 12-month intention. We dial that down into quarterly goals for ourselves, one quarter at a time, picking 2 to 3 goals. And then we dial that down further into what are the daily and weekly habits that support bringing those goals to fruition so that we can bring that annual intention, or really that feeling you desire, into existence. And we do all of that together. So if that sounds good, go over to misskatehouse.com/LBD collective, or just scroll down in your listening app to join us today. All right, sweet friend, I am looking forward to continuing this conversation on self-sabotage with you next week. Take care. That brings us to the end of another Live by Design podcast episode. I had so much fun diving into today's topic with you, and I hope you're walking away with one action item that you're going to commit to implementing in your own life starting today. And speaking of ditching the overwhelm, getting unstuck, and taking action, I would love to get connected with you, friend. It's really me on the other end recording podcast episodes, answering emails, recording video responses, and I am dying to get to know you better. You can shoot me an email anytime over at kate@misskatehouse.com, or send me a DM or a voice memo, love voice memos, over on Instagram @misskatehouse. I'd love to know your favorite takeaways from this episode, the action item you're committing to implementing, or how you're leaning into living by design and not by default in your current season of life. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a second to subscribe to the Live by Design podcast wherever it is you tune into your shows. And if you've enjoyed three or more of these content-packed episodes, I would be so ridiculously grateful if you do me the favor of opening up Apple Podcasts on your smartphone, find the Live by Design podcast with me, Kate House, and leave a 5-star rating for the show, and if possible, a simple 1-2 sentence review. Each new review that's left brings me so much joy. It makes my heart smile, and it helps us grow our community of growth-oriented women. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, friend. I'll be back in your earbuds again soon, and until that time, spread some joy, make someone smile.